Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Well, we have the government shutdown continuing. We've got Larry Krasner, national news, over his absolute feckless incompetence and unwillingness to go after criminals, and now a woman's dead, and there may be accomplices involved, and that story is making national news. And Jack Cittarelli getting a big boost on the campaign trail as we're nearing now 2 weeks to go, officially today, 2 weeks. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Early in-person voting in Jersey begins on the 25th. And already about 7% of registered voters have voted so far in the election. Democrats are catching up, but Republicans have a big advantage in percentage-wise in terms of ballots that they have returned, which is good. And the nonsense in Passaic County, New Jersey, continues. If you missed my interview with Kate Gibbs, the executive director of the New Jersey Republican State Committee, we'll post some of that to social media for you later today, so that you can hear what the Republican Party in the state is doing to make sure that Passaic County, New Jersey, they don't steal. They can't steal the vote. That's the problem. The Democrats, they love trying to play these games. And this is a big one. This is a doozy in Passaic County, New Jersey. Locally, Pat Dugan's going to join the show. Thank you, John. He's going to join the show a little bit later. Talk about Larry Krasner. Just a kind of 30,000-foot view of that. We all know Larry Krasner is a cancer on Philadelphia. We talk about it a lot. You may not live in Philadelphia. I don't live in Philadelphia. And so a lot of our listeners don't live in Philadelphia. But Larry Krasner continues to matter because he is the poster child for the Soros-backed woke prosecutors who are soft on crime and believes the criminals are the victims of society and chooses to go after cops and lecture President Trump day in, day out, instead of doing his actual job, which is the job is to go after criminals. But Larry Krasner does not do that job. So you have a young woman dead. She was missing. Now she's part of what could be a larger conspiracy involving multiple individuals and maybe other victims as well. And I was asked about that earlier this morning on Fox and Friends First when I went up to New York very early this morning, a 3 a.m. car ride up there. And I'm tired today, but it's okay. It's worth it. I was chatting with Todd Pyro about this. And I said, look, I think this has bigger issues than just Philadelphia. I think it reaches across the river. Many voters in New Jersey get their news from the Philadelphia media market. New Jersey does not have its own media market, something that I've talked about a lot over the years with Dawn Stenslin. New Jersey doesn't have a media market. It's got some lame-ass public television station, I think. I don't even know, actually. And so you tune into Philly if you're in South Jersey. You tune into the New York market if you're in North Jersey. That's why it's very expensive to run for governor. You got to play in two media markets. Two of the most expensive media markets in the country. New York, obviously, being either number one or two besides L.A. And then Philadelphia being up there in the top five, maybe three, depending on the date and time. So it's expensive to run for governor. Mikey Sherrill is panicking. Now they're sending in the big guns for her. Barack Obama is coming in to campaign for her. Little Pete Buttigieg. I wouldn't exactly call him a big gun, more like a squirt gun, but he's coming in. That's funny. A squirt gun. He's coming in to campaign for Mikey Sherrill. And she's really working hard to get the endorsement of black pastors, black clergy, because she's sucking wind big time with black male voters, much like Kamala Harris, too. I was talking to somebody today in the elevator at Fox News, and somebody said she's very much like Kamala Harris. And I said, yeah, no, she is. She looked great on paper. I don't think Kamala Harris looked great on paper, though, but Mikey Sherrill did. From the Democrats' perspective, they said she's everything that we need. She's a woman. She's a helicopter pilot in the Navy, and or was, and she's got money, and she'll be able to be a strong candidate, and she's turned out to be a freaking disaster. And there's panic in the ranks. Josh Shapiro is coming in to try to raise money for Mikey Sherrill. Shapiro and Little Pete Buttigieg, the squirt gun, Barack Obama, they're all coming in, all the big guns, because they're panicking. 2 weeks to go to Election Day. 2 weeks from today, Saturday morning, I'll be in Gloucester County rallying the troops there because that's a county that we need a lot of Republicans. We need Republican turnout everywhere in the state. It's got to happen. Jack wins if Republicans turn out, and he doesn't if they don't. So the enthusiasm factor is working in his favor, obviously. But one of the key things here, and this is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, when it comes to complex dental surgery, you don't go to the closest dentist. You go to the best. That's Dr. Mike. Schedule your free implant consultation today at 856-786-2020 or venariadental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, venariadental.com. Oh, Congressman Byron Donalds is going to be on the show later today. And so is the new Republican National Committee chairman. We'll be talking about Jersey and the efforts there to secure the vote, ballot integrity, and what they can do to help get Republicans out to vote. Yesterday, Kate Gibbs said a million doors. They've knocked on over a million doors. That is in addition to the great work by the NJ Chase, Cliff Maloney's group, which was the PA Chase. Now they're over in New Jersey Chase. But you heard Linda Kearns on with Dom before. I also wish Linda Kearns was more involved in all of the legal shenanigans that are going on in the state. Not that I don't trust the legal team in Jersey. They're good people. They're working very hard. But I just like Linda, and I would love for her to be more involved in dealing with the shenanigans that are happening in Jersey. Passaic County being the biggest. Now, we also talked yesterday with our friends in the Gloucester County Republican Committee, the county party, because they were able to push back on Democrats' attempts to try to change the ballot. And that was a last minute shenanigan that they did. And they pushed back and they fought in court and they won. So that's good. In Passaic County, they have this room where they store mail-in ballots and it should be monitored by video. And then anybody who goes in there should have to sign a logbook. And the Democrat county chairman, who's also the Democrat county chair of, or I should say the chairman of the county board of elections, he is not having it. So they're not doing that. And now they're asking for federal monitors. Republicans are asking for federal monitors to come in and monitor that. And they should. They should have election monitors. Absolutely. 100%. It's not even a question about it. And dead people vote in Jersey. That is a fact. I'm not saying that. Listen, don't think this is some sort of Republican controversy, conspiracy theory, some sort of MAGA voter denialism. Democrats deny the vote all the time. They do that. And, you know, they're allowed to do that. Like Stacey Abrams can do that. Hillary Clinton can do that. Jimmy Carter, who used to say that Donald Trump was an illegitimate president because Russia elected him. That's OK. You can say that. But if you're a Republican and you say that, you have to give a caveat, because otherwise people go, oh, you're an election denier. So it was Democrat Brendan Byrne, who was a very funny man who used to run around. And after he left the governor's office, he was very well liked, not so much when he was governor, but when he left, he was very well liked and he would make jokes. And so if he was in Camden County giving a speech, he'd say, when I die and he's dead, God rest his soul, he'd say, I want to come back. I want to come back and be active in politics. So I want to be buried in Camden County. And he'd say that if he was in Hudson County, he'd say it if he was in Passaic County, whatever Democrat county he was in, he'd make that joke. He would just change the county. And you know how people change names of things? So if you're at an event and they'll change a name, the town, whatever, but this general crux of the speech is exactly the same. You know what I mean? That's what he would do. So if he was in, I'm trying to think of another Democrat county, let's say Essex County, New Jersey, which is where he was a prosecutor at one point. He would say that. He'd say, when I die, I want to be buried in Essex County so I can remain active in politics. Funny. Haha. But funny because it's true. And so, yeah, dead people vote. So you got to make sure you're monitoring all that going into the election. And the other thing that I think is working in Jack's favor right now is the police. Law and order is a big issue. So back to what I said today on Fox and Friends first, shameless plug. I'll probably do that another 15, 20 times this hour. And we'll post a clip on social media for you as well. But I said, this transcends just Philadelphia. What happened here with this young woman's death, completely avoidable because they had the guy, they arrested the guy on kidnapping charges and assault charges, and Larry Krasner let him go. And his argument was, well, I didn't want to call a judge at night because a judge at night would be mad. It would lower the bail. It'd give me a freaking break. It's such a lie. But people see this and they pay attention to it. And law and order is a big issue. And the Democrats own the fact that they are the party of criminals. They are. That's why they're fighting Trump at every turn when it comes to the National Guard, federal law enforcement coming into their cities. I said this today. I said, I don't understand, because Todd Pyro asked me, he said, should Philly have the National Guard come in? And I said, well, listen, there's a lot of historical sites, obviously, the Liberty Bell, Independence Mall, you could have them help out and free up resources for the cops. But I think the key is, why would any mayor, why would any governor say no to federal resources when they're tapped, their budgets are stretched, their manpower is short? But Democrats do that now because they're not the party of law and order. Jack Cittarelli is running on that, and he's got the support of the police, and he's going to get more support from the police. And he's having a big press conference tomorrow with my friend Sean Golden, who's the chairman of the Republican Party in Monmouth County. He also happens to be the county sheriff. And you know Sean Golden because of his brother at Temple. Sean's a good guy. He's been on the show many times over the years. And they're going to have a big press conference and talk about law and order. It matters in this race. It really does. It's a big deal. People are sick of it. Kelsey Grammer put out an ad yesterday for Jack Cittarelli, and it's really good. And it's got Kelsey Grammer's voice on it. And he talks about how, you know, this is the time now. We have to change things. And he's sick of things like girls playing in women's sports, or boys playing, not girls, but boys playing in women's sports. And he's sick of the crime and everything else. It's actually a really good ad. Let's actually begin there, shall we? It's cut number 12. It's visual in terms of showing clips of things, but Kelsey Grammer himself is not physically in the ad, but it's his voice. And he's well known. He's a Jersey guy. He got very active in politics during COVID. Hated Murphy, hated the lockdowns, hated the shutdowns, even made a beer to protest his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable. This is the ad he did for Jack, cut 12.
Hi, Kelsey Grammer here. I grew up in New Jersey. I love this state. When I was a boy, folks would stand up for what's right and not wait for someone else to fix our problems. This last decade or so, it seems we've lost our way. Taxes keep climbing, crime's on the rise, Trenton's filled with politicians talking big and doing nothing. It's time. It's time to lower taxes and let families breathe again. It's time to protect our girls and preserve fairness in women's sports. It's time to make New Jersey safe again and stop overdevelopment that's crowding every corner of our suburban communities. It's time to get energy rates under control. Families shouldn't have to choose between heating their homes and feeding themselves. Finally, it's time to restore integrity, accountability, and pride in Trenton. Time to believe again in honest leadership and restore the promise of this state. Jack Cittarelli will lead with strength, decency, and respect for all who love New Jersey and call it home. We've waited long enough. It's time.
It's time. It's great. It's a very good ad. He's got a great voice for it. It works, and he's a recognizable name, and it is time. But so looking at what happened in Philadelphia and looking at this young woman's murder, and then looking at how Larry Krasner is an absolute freaking loser and a disaster, and he's horrible on crime. And so Kata Scott is dead, a completely preventable murder, like so many other crimes in the city, completely preventable. And she's dead. So now people watch that and they go, well, I don't want this happening anymore. I'm tired of Democrats. And Mikey Sherrill stands with Zoran Mandami, who's going to win. I mean, he's going to be governor. He's going to be mayor of New York City. Curtis Lee was not dropping out. The front page in the New York Post today, which I got today, this morning when I went, I think I mentioned I was at Fox News this morning. I did Fox and Friends first. If I didn't mention that, I apologize. My bad. But this front cover of the New York Post, if you're watching on our YouTube stream, 1210wphd.com or 1210wphd, just walk away, Beret. Just walk away, Beret, like just walk away, Renee. Now that song's going to be stuck in your head all day like it's been stuck in mine. He's not going to. He refuses to drop out. So fine. He's not going to drop out. Okay. I think you have something potted up in there because it's staticky in my ear. This is the, maybe, there you go. That's better. That's beautiful. Well done. So he's not dropping out. So Mandami's going to win. I'm not saying the Love Glove would have been better. I might have mentioned today I was at Fox News. I did Fox and Friends first. I saw Janice Dean there today. She does the weather. And Janice Dean, you know, she lost her parents in the nursing home. Her in-laws in the nursing home under the Love Glove / nursing home serial killer / sexual abuser, pervert all around creep, Andrew Cuomo. I'm not saying he's a better choice. I'm just saying that as long as Curtis Sliwa was in the race, Dorian Mandombe wins. It's just a fact. You could love Curtis Sliwa. You could believe in miracles. You could believe in unicorns that fly. He's not going to win. Mandombe's going to win. That's just a fact. That's the bottom line. I tell you this. I have a track record of predicting these things, not because it's what I want to have happen, but it's because I just know what's going to happen. And he's going to win. So then he's going to be another soft on crime mayor who's going to side with the criminals and not the cops. And the cops are going to, their morale is going to go down even more. Mikey Sherrill stands with that guy. So Jack doubling down on law and order, it matters. People are tired of this. There are towns in Jersey, in our area, in South Jersey. I don't want to name the towns because I don't want to hurt anybody's property values. But you may know some of these towns. You may live in some of these towns, and you might have heard these stories. Cars get stolen all the time, and then they are driven up the highway. They either jump on 295, they jump on the turnpike, or they take them to Camden, and they put them on container ships, and they ship them overseas to Africa and other places like that. This is happening more and more, and people are sick of it. And it's happening in expensive, affluent, suburban neighborhoods. It's not just limited to the cities. You know, I said crime is high in Camden. They're celebrating the fact they didn't have any murders this summer. That's great. That's wonderful. It's great news. Fantastic job. The police are doing a great job. But you still have a hub of criminal activity that is centered on two big cities in the state, Camden and Newark. And a lot of that has to do with auto thefts. People don't want their cars stolen. I know. It's shocking. They don't want to wake up in the morning and find out that the car's not in the driveway. And if they don't have a garage, and a lot of old towns in Jersey don't have garages, a lot of these houses, the older ones, they park on the street, and these criminals, they drive by and they see markers to indicate whether or not the car might be locked or not. And sometimes they see if the mirrors are tucked in. But I know people who in one town, people actually broke into the house to steal the key fobs to steal the cars. And then they jump on 295 and they race up the turnpike going 100 miles an hour. And the cops can't do anything about that because the attorney general in New Jersey put out a directive that you can't do high speed chases anymore. So nothing happens to them. And drive them up, load them to a ship, take the cars overseas, and then goodbye. They're gone. One case, the attorney general actually sent a letter. This guy, I mean, he's a disgrace, the attorney general in New Jersey, Matt Platkin. He wrote a letter to, it was, I think, Kia and Hyundai. And he said to them, you got to make your cars harder to steal. You got to make your cars harder to steal. It's called victim shaming, blaming the victim. Your cars are too easy to steal. You have to do a better job. I mean, give me a break. No, you got to do a better job of prosecuting criminals and letting cops go after criminals. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. The issue of crime is something that affects everybody in different ways. So you turn on the TV at night, if you're watching local Philadelphia news, and you hear this story about this young woman who was murdered and abducted, and you say, this guy, the suspect, they had him. They had the guy. He was arrested. They had him in custody, and they let him go. And Krasner turns around and goes, well, none of the witnesses would testify. Yeah, you know why they wouldn't testify? Because they know the guy's going to be back on the street. That's why. And Philly cops have told me this many times. They've said this. They've said, we used to have a situation where neighbors would let us know if there was crime happening. But now they won't do that anymore because they know that we'll come pick the guy up. We'll arrest him. We'll try to charge him. But they'll be back on the street the next day because the district attorney's office is not prosecute. Krasner's blaming witnesses for not coming forward. Why would they come forward? They come forward, they testify, they help, and the guy's going to be back on the street knowing that somebody dropped a dime on them, knowing that they dropped a dime on the guy. So, of course, they're not going to do that. That is, again, part of the problem that you see. So if you're in Jersey and you're watching Philadelphia media or you're reading any of this stuff, and now this story's gone national. It's gone national. A lot of people were talking about Kata's killing. It's just horrific because it was so preventable. It's like a lot of these things. It's the same thing with Lake and Riley. And Jack and Mikey Sherrill voted against the Lake and Riley Act. She voted against the Lake and Riley Act. So people are tired of this. And I think the law and order issue is going to play really big in this election for Jack Cittirelli. I think having the support of the cops, having the support of the firefighters matters in a big way. So Mikey Sherrill has become an absolute empty suit. So she's bringing in the big guy. I mean, Shapiro's a big gun. Look, he's a Pennsylvania governor. And then you got a little squirt gun, Pete Buttigieg, little squirt gun. He's a little guy. He's coming in too. I don't really know what he does. I don't know what he brings. Obama's coming in. And they're trying everything now. And they're pumping cash to Mikey Sherrill with 2 weeks to go. They're pumping in cash to try to get out the vote. You know why? Because they're really worried about Democrat turnout. Because of the enthusiasm factor. If you're supporting Jack, your enthusiasm for him is at about 91%. If you're supporting Mikey Sherrill, the enthusiasm is at 86%. You go, all right, Zeeley, that's 5 points. It's a big deal. No, it's a huge deal when you consider Jack lost with less than 4% in 2021. So every little thing like that matters when it's going to be a close election. Every little thing matters. That enthusiasm factor could be a game changer in terms of 10,000 votes. He lost last time by 80,000 votes. 10,000 here, 10,000 there, and he wins. Republicans are energized. President Trump yesterday took to Truth Social and put out a post on Jack's behalf. And what I loved about this is he also went after Mikey Sherrill for her name, which I think is great. So that's fantastic as well. Oh, and some breaking news. The House Judiciary Committee has referred former CIA Director John Brennan to the Justice Department for prosecution. Good. This guy should have been in prison. I've been saying that for years. Brennan should have been in prison years ago. Well, I mean, among other things he did was also break into that bipartisan SCIF chaired by Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein looking into the CIA's enhanced interrogation / torture. And Brennan and his CIA goons under Barack Obama broke into the SCIF and stole all their documents and evidence. Guy should have gone to prison for that. He's lied to Congress multiple times as well. And of course, he's one of the chief architects of the fake Russia collusion hoax. And Chairman Jim Jordan accused Brennan of lying in his 2023 Judiciary Committee testimony by denying that the CIA, excuse me, just lost a story here. For some reason, my Wawa app decided to open. I don't really need the Wawa app opening at this moment. So stupid pop-up ads. Anyway, I'll get you the story. But Brennan, they're referring him now for prosecution for lying to Congress. Good. Get all these deep state swamp creatures. Get them all, as far as I'm concerned. Brennan and Clapper. I want that guy behind bars. He should have gone to prison years ago, too. He's another one. You know why? Because Clapper lied when they asked him flat out, are you spying on the American people? And he said no. And he absolutely 100% was. And Ron Wyden, the Democrat senator, gave him an opportunity to change his lie, and he stuck with the lie. So he should be in prison. Brennan, if Brennan and Clapper go to prison, I will be very, very happy. I will be one of the happiest people. Those guys deserve prison. They really do. For all they did, lying, destroying the Constitution, the Fourth Amendment, and of course the Russia collusion hoax, and weaponizing our government against the American people, and taking the powers you gave them after 9/11 and using it against you. All right, quick break. We'll come right back. The chairman of the Republican National Committee will join us. We got a lot to chat about with him. It's going to be a busy show today with breaking news all around. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Okay, welcome back. Glad you're here. Just want to remind you, we'll be live in Cape May on the 31st, Halloween, a week from Friday, for our next live show. It's going to be a great one, so join us at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, 3 to 7 p.m., as we will rally the troops the weekend before Election Day, and I'm very, very excited about that. On X, at Rich Zeoli, and Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, at Rich Zeoli Show. I'm very happy to welcome back to the program, his second appearance, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Joe Gruters. Mr. Chairman, how are you today?
Hey, thanks so much for having me on again, Rich.
Absolutely. My pleasure. So we've got a lot to chat about. Let's start with Jersey, shall we? I like Jack's chances. I really do. And I'm happy that you are so engaged that you're coming on this program today to talk about it.
Yeah, listen, we're fighting every day on behalf of Jack, but he's winning by himself. He is such a great candidate. He's been fighting on the ground for a while. And when I campaigned with him last week, you could see the people, how they are attracted to him. He has an energy about him. He's running a great campaign, and he's really firing on all cylinders. And we just need to make sure that all your listeners out there get out there and vote and drag all the conservatives you know out to vote on his behalf. And he has a real chance to win in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, what you're saying is so spot on, because in 2021, and I've said this over and over again, we had 400,000 Republicans sit that one out. And if you don't vote for a Republican, you're helping to elect a Democrat. That's the bottom line. So we need every single person to turn out to vote. And I would just add to that, vote early. Let's not leave anything to chance. Early in-person voting begins the 25th. Get out and vote in person and vote early.
That's exactly right. It's super easy. And listen, he has a real chance to win. I mean,
yep.
He did a great job last time. He exceeded expectations. And, you know, our internals have him neck and neck. And what you're seeing out there in the polls that the public sees every day is that he is right there. And listen, we just have to do everything we can to make sure that he finishes as strong as he possibly can. And listen, he's going to break down all barriers, and it's going to be a shock. But he could do it. If anybody can, yep. I think Jack's the perfect candidate.
Jack's the guy. Look, he's a good guy. He's a Jersey guy. He's run statewide before, which is a plus. It's an advantage in New Jersey. And we've seen other people who've done that and then won the second time around in the general election. So that's key. And also, too, I mean, the guy is a workhorse. He doesn't stop. He's constantly at diners, doing rallies all day long. We were with them in Wildwood last Friday. He's fired up. So that's the key, is that he can win. In 2021, people believe that the polls were showing Murphy had a double-digit lead. The polls were wrong. I'm glad these polls are close. I actually think that it's so close right now that it's going to come down to potentially even a few thousand votes. But knowing that he can win is the key. So that's why everybody has to turn out, because it'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy here if he wins, and it'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy if he doesn't win, Mr. Chairman.
That's exactly right. This is a turnout game from here on out. It's a, and listen, we're rallying the troops. The RNC has been on the ground for 7 months. We're the mobilizing force with election integrity, with Get Out the Vote. You have a great chairman up there in New Jersey, and the Republican Party is strong, and they're helping and doing everything that they can. But listen, we're going to continue to push hard all the way till Election Day.
So what are some of the efforts that the RNC is doing to ensure voter integrity? Because that's a big question I get asked all the time.
Well, listen, that's what we're do. It's that's one of the fundamental tasks and roles that we play. We've had our election integrity team on the ground for the last 7 months there, building out the network, building out the system. And that means making sure that we have precincts covered, making sure that we have attorneys on standby, both in a volunteer capacity and a paid capacity, and making sure that we're, you know, have a war room, have everything set up. So if anything happens on election day, on the early voting, everything else, that we're there to make sure that we're monitoring everything and that we can respond immediately. And our, just like what you saw in 2024, is the Republican National Committee has done an amazing job of, in just a couple of years, of trying to restore confidence across the country with our EI efforts. But I think you're going to see it in full force in this New Jersey campaign. And we're excited to be a part of it, and be excited to be a part of Jack Cittorelli's overall efforts.
So, Chairman Gruters, the RNC under your predecessor, Michael Whatley, phenomenal job. The integrity program in Pennsylvania was outstanding. And people trusted the process, and they were willing to wait for hours to vote. I hope we don't have a situation like that again, where people have to wait in line. But regardless, I need them to know that they can trust the process. And so that's good to hear you say that. If somebody does see something on Election Day, we obviously want them to say something. So what's the best way for them to say something if they see something?
Well, listen, we're going to have all that with all the Republican Party of Virginia, and we're going to make sure that everybody knows that. But you can go to GOP.com. We'll have a link on our website right there.
Good.
So you can, anything that happens, you can report it, and we will respond instantaneously. But we will have an election integrity war room all day long, fielding calls. We'll have a number for that on our website, and we'll be ready for anything that happens. But you have to, your listeners have to, you have to be our eyes and ears on the ground if they see something, to go along with our election integrity efforts and all the manpower that we have ready in place for Election Day. But listen, this is everybody has to be on deck and ready to go at any time to make sure that we're going to be fully protected here.
Obviously, you would not be the new chairman of the Republican National Committee if you didn't have the friendship and support of President Donald Trump. So I know that when he says he's backing Jack, I need people to know as well, it's not just the kind of thing he just says. And Trump doesn't just do that. I mean, he only says things he truly believes. So he genuinely is invested in this race. Backed Jack in the primary. Jack won all 21 counties. He put out a statement on Truth Social last night, again, pushing his candidacy. So I want every Republican who's listening to know the president is fully 100% in Jack Cittorelli's corner.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And just like me, I'm supported, and I'm only in this position because the president. I know Jack is very thankful for the president's endorsement and his support and help. And listen, I may be the chairman of the party, but the president's the leader of the party. Mm-hmm. Everything we do is in conjunction with the White House. Everything we have been doing is in conjunction with the White House. They're talking to us on a daily basis to make sure that Jack has the resources and the tools that he needs to be successful. And that's why we've been on the ground there for 7 months. I mean, the president knows how important this race is, and we're doing everything we possibly can.
You mentioned Virginia. I like Winsome Earle Sears' chances now. I was talking about this the other day on Fox News. I was saying that I like her chances. The polls have tightened a lot. The president commented on that in Air Force One the other day, saying she's got a great shot. I think the more he gets engaged in that race, the better her chances are, because let's face it, this Jay Jones guy has been a gift to the Republicans in Virginia.
Yeah, what he said was disgusting and disqualifying, to talk about murdering an opponent and having the kids and everything else. It's just one thing after the next. But what's even worse is the fact that these Democrats that are on the ballot with him have stood by him and defended him and is still supporting him. And it goes to show you that where the state of the Democrat Party is. And yes, as a result, the polls have tightened, because I think people are waking up and saying that this violent type of rhetoric that we're seeing from the left on an ongoing basis, specifically after the president, they tried to assassinate him, right after Charlie Kirk's assassination, the fact that this all came out, it's like I said, it's disqualifying. He should have, his fellow colleagues should have asked to him to leave the ballot, but instead they've embraced him. But that goes to show you where the Democrat Party is. And yes, they are all paying a price. And yes, you're exactly right. We've seen these polls tighten. But again, what it comes down to is the turnout, whether or not the voters out there in Virginia are willing to settle for a high tax and spend candidate, or do they want a continuation of Glenn Youngkin's great policies that he's put in place over the last 4 years? Sears has proven that she's a winner. And listen, we're trying to do everything we can, and we're helping her. We've been on the ground in Virginia for the last 7 months doing the exact same thing, being the mobilizing force, and get out the vote, election integrity, on and on.
Somebody just texted me and said that they swam with your sister at Villanova. She went to Nova?
She went to Villanova. She had the Big East record for 20 years. She's a superstar.
She's impressive.
Yeah, listen, she is a I always say she's my twin sister, and it's like the movie Twins. She's Arnold and I'm Danny. She was successful in everything she ever did. She was like the absolute superstar across the board. Villanova, Georgetown, worked for the federal government for, 25 years as as a swimmer at Villanova. She was a true champion, and her husband was a basketball player at Villanova.
Wow. Well, I'm not, as a Terp, I'm not particularly happy to hear that, and also angry that they stole my coach, but that's for another show. You bring up swimming. I was with Paula Scanlon the other day, who of course swam at the University of Pennsylvania. She's now very involved with early vote action in New Jersey. And she had to deal with a biological man swimming against her. This issue is not going away. If Mikey Sherrill gets elected, if Abigail Spanberger gets elected, they will stand with biological men competing against women in sports. And this issue absolutely 100% still matters.
Yeah, make it make sense. You can't. I mean, this is the policies of the Democrat Party across the board. And the fact that the Democrat Party has strayed so far to the left to appease their left-wing extremist base is what their problem with all their candidates face. They're all embracing these policies. It's men and women's bathrooms. It's men and women's sports. People have had enough. It's not common sense. It's not mainstream. It's time to put not only those policies, but the tax and spend policies and the the Israel policies. All these policies that seems like the Democrat Party is for now is, like I said, so far out of the mainstream, it certainly makes an advantage to our candidates who I think are listening to the common sense reasonableness of everyday Americans out there. And that's what the type of policies that our president has been championing over the years.
Chairman Gruters, it's great to have you on the show. I really appreciate your involvement in this race. I've said this before, but having a Republican National Committee chairman who cares about these races, it really does matter, because in the past, you've had chairmen who only cared about the national issues. But this is a big deal. So to have you and the RNC personally involved here, to have the president personally involved in this race, is a big boost. And so every Republican listening, understand that. Understand that from the top down, from the president on down, the enthusiasm and the excitement's there. You would not be here right now on this show with me. Byron Donalds would not be coming in to campaign for Jack today. This would not be happening if Jack did not have the ability to win this race, period.
That's it. We're right there. We just need everybody to come out and get out there and vote and bring all their friends. It says we could do this, but we have to do it together.
Follow him on X at Chairman Gruters. I appreciate it, Mr. Chairman. Come back and see us again soon, okay?
Thanks so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right. Lots to get to, but I do want to tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding, because they are about to demolish the kids' bathroom in our house. And thank God, because it is a freaking train wreck. And not just a train wreck because my kids are filthy. And they are. I mean, there's toothpaste on the sink and, the toilet paper roll that never seems to be thrown out. I mean, and we tell them all the time, clean up. If you have young kids or you had young kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The struggle is real. But that's not the reason why the bathroom needs to be remodeled. It needs to be remodeled because it's old. It's from the late 80s and it's so out of date. And it's lost a lot of functionality. And Emmons has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. And I used Emmons at our old house to remodel the kitchen and the bathroom. He did a fantastic job. So I'm very, very happy that they'll be starting this project very soon for us. Krista, the design expert, Pete, the design expert, came in And they gave us ideas that we had not even thought of before, and really clean, crisp ideas for a new modern bathroom that'll also be incredibly functional. Emmons also has the Owens Corning shingles. So if you need a new roof, you're going to get those American-made roofing products, the absolute best in the business, from the Owens Corning Platinum Certified Contractor, and that's Emmons. What does that mean? That means the work's going to be done right. First of all, it's going to be done. You know, there's a lot of fly-by-night roofing contracting companies out there. I see their yard signs pop up every now and then. I have heard nightmare stories. Emmons is locally owned, family owned, and in our community, and involved in our community too. Always giving generously for the Travis Manning Foundation Radiothon that we do every year. Emmons is a real deal. And so whether it comes to Anderson windows, doors, siding, roofing, or yes, kitchen and bathroom remodeling, they will do a great job for you. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Here's the best part. Tell them I sent you and you will get 10% off. That's right. 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. Just go to emmonsroofing.com today. Remember, they'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, you will get that Owens Corning Platinum Made in America shingle from the Platinum Certified Owens Corning Contractor. And that lifetime warranty is going to be a big, big deal for you. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Okay. What is that? I hate that. What is that? It's awful. What is that? It's terrible, Andrew.
There's a lot of stuff going on back here. So, you know, I haven't had the chance to get your selections ready.
Oh, that's fine.
It doesn't have to be my selection,
but having a selection that's not something you'd hear like an East Berlin disco in 19...
No, you're right. I apologize.
75.
No, you're right. I apologize.
Andrew's manning the comm today, and we got somebody else training today. So, John, I hear now. John, you're from Bucks County.
Yes.
All right. So Andrew, the audience is familiar with Andrew. He's been on the show a bunch of times. Now it's your first time. I understand your family owns a Christmas tree farm. Is that right?
That's correct.
What's the name of it?
Calla Vita Christmas Tree Farm.
Calla Vita Christmas Tree Farm. Very cool. But they don't do anything for Halloween.
No, we do not.
Why not?
We tried to, but the property's only 14 acres. It's not that big.
That's big enough. Big enough.
I mean, the holidays are kind of close to each other, too, right? You know, to do a whole bunch of Halloween stuff and then pull that all out and then go back
you
and go to Christmas.
You need a freaking haunted house, some cider donuts, and a couple pumpkins. You can't pull that off? I need something to do with my kids. And you can't trash the other place that I was going to take them to, but we're in a tricky spot because a lot of these places are too scary for my daughters. Mm-hmm. Actually, not Reagan. Reagan, nothing scares her, but Claire gets a little scared. And also on the edge of teetering on boredom for my 11-year-old son, Patrick. So finding the right mix of that, why don't we plan together for next Halloween?
Sounds good.
We could do something at Calla Vita Christmas Tree Farm. The Calla Vita Halloween Spectacular. I like it.
I think my grandpa would be up for that. I think he'd love it.
He just goes to his grandfather and is like, hey, I got this great idea. Let's make it work.
Yeah. Act like it was your idea. That's the secret to life.
And then Rich shows up and is like, ah, this is great. Well, I wonder who came up with this idea.
Believe me, I've stolen more ideas in this lifetime than I can possibly ever account for. So, no, go with it. Just say it's yours. Like, yeah. Grandpa, now do you inherit the farm one day?
I hope so. My dad wants to, but there's three kids, so he wants it. He works on it the most.
Your dad wants it, and he works on it the most.
Yeah.
All right, what about the other kids? Are they slackers? They're not involved?
My Aunt Kristen, she runs the store, like the holiday shop. My Uncle Matt doesn't do anything.
All right, I got a guy if you need somebody taken out. You know. But you got a place to bury him, I'm just saying. You bury him under a Christmas tree.
14 acres, you got a lot of lots to choose from.
A lot of property there, I'm just saying. You know, it'd be good for the soil. Good for the fertilization. That's the Italian way. Calla Vita Christmas Tree Farm. What does a Christmas tree go for these days anyway?
It depends on the size. The big trees are very hard to grow. It takes a long time, and there's a shortage that goes back to the 2008 financial crisis. So a really tall tree, like 16 feet, is probably going to run you like $600.
Oh, my God.
But a tree That's out of crazy. Our fields, all of our trees are the same price out in the field regardless of size. So out in the field, they're 110.
Oh, that's not bad.
I was going to say, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. It's better than buying a tree made in China.
No, that's what my grandfather says. He says if you buy a fake tree, you're supporting communist China.
I could not agree more. Could not agree more.
So you're a real tree person then, Rich?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Look, I think going to get the tree is part of the experience of Christmas.
Sure.
The joy of it.
Yeah.
And then what I do is I wrap the tree condom around it, you know what I mean, before I put it in. And then as soon as we're ready after the feast, we wrap that baby up and I drag it out to the curb and dump it out there like a dead body.
That's the best way to do it.
That's what you do.
The best way.
Yeah. I what's the one that doesn't shed? I like that one.
Everyone's like, oh, what tree's not going to die? It's usually user error or it's like by a big picture window. As long as you water it consistently, it'll stay up. We keep our tree up till mid-January.
Nice. That's good. I like that. You're a Penn State guy.
Yes, I am.
That's too bad. That's too bad. That's all right. We are the official home of Penn State football and basketball, too.
Well, Steve Jones, the broadcaster for that, was one of my professors my junior year.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So is your goal to be a sports guy?
Yeah. I just came back about a month ago from working on a minor league baseball team.
Is it funny how everybody wants to do sports radio? I don't blame you. I would do sports radio, too. I just don't know anything about sports, but I would do that. If I cared, I don't care. But if I did, I would do that.
You've worn Philly shirts around before.
No, I mean, I'll wear it. I'm like, oh, that was a great catch by,
by that guy.
I'll do that game. That's all you got to do. Well, good, man. It's good to have you on the show. Welcome aboard.
I'm excited to be here.
Today's your first day here at PhD?
No, I was here on Friday when Opelka was filling in.
Oh, Opelka's a nightmare. He's a beast. Did he throw hot mashed potatoes at your head?
He wasn't in studio.
Oh, well, yeah, no, but neither am I. This is kind of a unique thing. Oh, Mike Opelka is known as the Katie Porter of talk radio. And he one time did throw a plate of hot steaming mashed potatoes at a producer's head, and that producer was scarred physically and mentally for life.
Wow.
So, yeah. Just a little advice for you guys. Stay far behind the glass.
Yeah.
And look at Opelka like an animal at a zoo, and don't go near him. He'll also throw feces, too, at the window.
Wow.
He's done that, yeah. So again,
learn something new every day.
That's what I've heard. In fact, when President Trump did the whole meme of the poop coming out on top of the protesters, inspired by Mike Opelka.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can we quote you on that?
Yeah, why not? What the heck? Why not? All right, we got a big 4 o'clock hour coming up straight ahead. We are going to talk to Judge Pat Dugan. He wants to be the district attorney for Philadelphia, and God, I hope he wins. He will join us live on Zoom as we talk about what happened in Philadelphia, the brutal killing of that beautiful young woman, because Larry Krasner is an absolute disgrace. So we will talk about that. We got Congressman Byron Donalds joining us a little bit later in the show today as well. So we're excited about that. But I told you we're going to be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And I'm really excited to go back there for our big Halloween extravaganza, which is going to be coming up on Halloween, October 31st. And it's a great place to go. It really is. The Grand Hotel, from now through December 18th, has incredible specials and packages for you. And Cape May is absolutely beautiful and outstanding in the fall. It really, really is. So from now through December 18th, 2025, enjoy a fabulous midweek fall escape. When you book a multi-night stay, you're going to receive 10% off your room, plus resort credits, good at Hemingway's restaurant, at the bar, or the gift shop. If you're planning a weekend getaway, don't miss the Grand Escape Weekends. Perfect for couples or friends looking to relax and unwind. And it's never too early to start thinking about the holidays. And also, the kids have a lot of time off from school coming up. They will love the heated indoor saltwater pool at the Grand Hotel. It's huge, and it's a lot of fun for the kids. The Grand is also the perfect place to host an event. Whether it is a wedding, corporate event, baby shower, bridal shower, you name it, my friend Caitlin can help you plan the event of your dreams. So reach out to them today at GrandHotelCapeMay.com. I'll see you there on Halloween, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.